are listening to the Nasty Backpack Podcast.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Nasty Backpack. Y'all listen to the Nasty Backpack Podcast. Love you all. So I wanted to come and do a quick episode on post recap of the Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia bout. Not really going too much into the boxing match because that's not what we're here for. Shout out to Ryan Garcia because he did win that fight, knocking Devin Haney down 3 times in that match. Everybody was ruling it a close fight, but it was, you know, Ryan Garcia, he did his thing tonight, and congrats to him on that. But that's not what this podcast is about, and that's not what this episode is about. You know, I just want to, you know, shout out to Ryan Garcia on the victory. But, you know, at the end of the day, the real victory is with our Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, there is some things that is a little bit concerning with Ryan Garcia. And I just wanted to kind of point him out. And at the end, we'll pray for him because I do believe that he does love God. But I also believe that God is not the first priority of his life. And those are the things that I really wanted to kind of go over because I really do like this kid. And I think God is really calling him up and wants to use him. And in that same breath, I think he is missing the opportunity and he's super young. He's 25 years old. But he's just missing he's missing the calling. And if he doesn't change his ways, he's going to miss his anointing. And so, you know, I just want to kind of go over some things that I'm kind of seeing in this young kid's life. I was 25 before and I was acting ruthless at that age as well. And so, you know, I do think this is a phase, but you know, the way that the world is and, you know, even though this young kid is a champion, he can be a champion in a whole other way if he just changes his antics a little bit. Now, you know, he wins the fight, and at the very end of the fight, he is talking about how he's not really thinking anything too much of anything, but because he needs a drink. He needs a drink of alcohol. Alcohol right now is just a big part of his life. Even in the post fight conference, you know, he's talking about how he drank every single day. He's been drinking every single day. And these are things, like I said, is he's going to end up missing his anointings. And he's, you know, he can do so much right now in God's name. And, but he has to change some things, you know what I mean? I think God is calling him up, but you know, the drinking, the women, the antics, the cursing, the foul mouth, the hate that he has in his heart. And you can definitely tell he's dealing with a lot. Like, you know, and this, Jesus tells us, you know, the path to the kingdom is narrow. The gate to the kingdom is narrow. And many will miss it. And you know, with this young brother, it's, you know, he has to change his antics. And if you know, he talks about God a lot. And I Love that. I love that he loves God. But he also in that same breath and in that same conversation, he'll do and say things that is blasphemy to God, and is not what God represents. And so, he has to understand that, you know, when you walk this walk in life, you have to make changes, and you have to allow the Holy Spirit to come in you and make those changes, and against your and to your will, you have to have the willpower to not fall into the flesh. And I got some scripture here to kind of go over some of the things that's going against right now what Ryan Garcia is doing. You know, he won the fight, and he was in the ring. He's telling everybody, let's go to the club. I'll be at this club over here. Da, da, da. That's in New York, and it's just like, bro, you're a man of God. God is doing some huge things in your life right now. Like, you don't need to go to the club. You don't need to go do all that. Spend time with your family. Spend time with your girls. Spend time in the Word. Go back to the Word and really make God proud. But going to the club, going out and drinking, you know, you're not representing God in that light. And you're actually representing darkness. And you know, there's scripture that we can't worship God and the devil at the same time. We can't worship evil and holiness at the same time, because if you do try to worship both, then you're gonna love one and hate the other. And in 1 Corinthians 10:21, this Paul's telling us, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons. Shall you provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? Sorry, guys. I swallowed my own spit right there. And so we can't do good and evil in the same breath. Because, like I said, shall we provoke the Lord of jealousy? The Lord Almighty, our Lord that is awesome and amazing and powerful, should we provoke him? God at any time can strike us dead, anytime. And so when we're giving glory to God, but then in the same breath, we are provoking him, and we're being disrespectful to him, and we're speaking blasphemy against his name. It's just an act of evil. As far as the drinking goes, this is what Paul tells us in Galatians. I believe it's Paul. This is Galatians 5:16. But I say 5:16 through 21. And this is, and Paul is telling us to keep the steps with the Spirit. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposites to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Not the works of the flesh are evidence. Sexual immortality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, I can't speak today. Dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these, I warn you, as I warned before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. And so, and I butchered a lot of those words. Sorry. some of these words are not familiar to me to read every day, but, you know, it's sometimes we think we're walking in God because we love God, with God, and we're really working against God. And that's what I feel kind of what, you know, going to the nightclub, a lot of these things are going to happen down, out there, can happen out there. You know what I mean? And so we're falling to the desires of your flesh, and you know, you're going to miss that opportunity to really glorify God. And you know, having a huge victory tonight, those are things that you know, you gotta really, you should really take in, you know, and like I said, God's doing huge things in your life, you know, and you love God, you're not gonna fall to the fleshly desires. And so, you know, it's sad to see him in that light still have so much darkness. Do I think God is calling him up? I really do think God is calling him up for something huge. Like, I would love to see this kid in the church. I would love to see him speaking a sermon and quoting scripture and just being a true man of God. Seeing that he's in this light and he's walking in this darkness, it really breaks my heart, because it's like, man, you're a man of God. You got to act like a man of God. You know what I mean? A lot of times I have friends and family that are like this. You know, they love God a lot, but in the same time, they still have these strongholds that they allowed to shine over their life and block out the real light. They let this darkness come over their lives, and you can just see it. We can see it from a mile away because we're not living in the world. When you live in the spirit, you see all this stuff going on, guys. And you know, Ryan Garcia has a huge message that he's trying to fight for right now. He's trying to fight for the children that are being sex trafficked, the children that are being used against their will. And all that is very true. All that is really, really, really happening right now in the world. But when you have these other antics that you are, these other strongholds that you're allowing to serve in your life as the darkness that you're carrying, God's gonna say, you know what, he loves this flesh too much, he loves the drinking too much, he loves the going out and the drugs and the women. Do I think he's doing drugs? I do think that Ryan is struggling with addiction. He's struggling obviously with alcohol. He's, you know, he already said tonight that was drinking every single day of his camp. That's an alcoholic. Typically, if you're gonna be an alcoholic, you're gonna use other drugs as well. Now I know in boxing they get tested heavily, but addiction is addiction. You know, if you're gonna struggle on one aspect, you're gonna probably fall to other spirits as well, and fall to other strongholds that leads to, you know, other routes. You know, there's no self-control is basically what I'm saying, because you are drinking every single day. Being a professional boxer, you know, your body is your temple. And it should be a holy temple at that. And the holy temple should not be filled with all this darkness. You know, when you come to God and you have that come to God moment, God comes in and he cleans the temple. You know, when Jesus went to the holy temple, he saw them gambling. He saw them selling and treating it like a grocery store and see that he saw them doing all these deals and buying and selling in the holy place. He went over there. He started flipping over the changing tables. And when Ryan Garcia came to God and had that come to God moment in his life, God came in, Jesus came in and wiped that all out. But when you take out those demons and then you come and fill it back up and you go back to the same old stuff and you remove God out of the temple, those demons are going to come back, and they're going to come back with seven more demons. And so I pray for Ryan. I hope he does turn it around. I hate seeing him like this because it's, he's stuck in his sin. And, I don't hate the sinner. I hate the sin. And when we are living in the spirit, we should all hate the sin, because the sin is what sends us to hell. The sin is what sets us back and detaches us from God. And I think Ryan has the opportunity to be a true, true, huge impact in the Christianity world. And he has a great message and a great cause that he's fighting for, but you're working against yourself, brother. And that's the problem that I just have with everything, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, we love you, brother. And we want to see you, continue to grow in your faith. But you got to cut out the drinking. You got to cut out the women. You got to cut out the buffoonery. You got to cut out the hate, the cussing. Like, the cussing is your mouth is so foul. In the press conference tonight, the last thing, he's I don't know. I'm not exactly sure who Timothy Bradley is. I think he was a former boxer. But he obviously was probably going for Devin Haney. And the last thing Ryan Garcia said is, "Suck my D, suck my private." homosexuality is blasphemy against God. It is, you definitely would make it to the kingdom, and with those kind of antics. But do I think he's a homosexual? No. He's making a statement that is a hateful, disrespectful, just blasphemy in all ways. And you just, it's in God's eyes, it's a slap in the face when you're telling God, "I give you all the glory," but then again, you come back and you come say some stuff like that, and it's taken away from your message. And I promise you, Ryan, you'll be judged for these things, man. You'll be judged for these actions. And so, you got to repent. You got to repent from this behavior, brother, because this is not what men of God do. This is not how men of God act. Don't matter what your status is. Doesn't matter what your riches are, brother. This is not how men of God act whatsoever. So you got to change those things and humble yourself down. And, I would tell you, brother, repent, drop to your knees and surrender back to God, and just change the way that your image that you have, because you have a huge calling, but you're blocking it out as well by with all this nonsense. Now, for Devin Haney, he serves a whole different God. And it's not our Lord Jesus. It's he's of the Muslim religion. And with all due respect, I love everyone. I love everyone, but brother, you are, the truth is in Jesus, bro. Like, the truth is in Jesus. And like I said, this is not a shot at anybody. And like, again, I say this with all due respect, but we have to be truthful. the Islam religion did not come until 600 years after Jesus. And it came from Muhammad, who never knew Jesus, never saw Jesus. You know, he saw, he got the word, his word from what he claims is the angel Gabriel. Now, we know the angel Gabriel is heavily in the Bible. He's the one that came to Mary and told Mary that she is pregnant with Jesus, and that she's gonna have a son, and she's gonna name him Emmanuel. And you know, Gabriel is a really anointed angel in our Bible. And so you have this prophet in Muhammad who claims that this angel came to him and told him that this is the Allah is the God. And it's just not there. It's just not there. And you know, this is a person that never saw Jesus, never walked with Jesus, never knew Jesus. And but Jesus is mentioned in the Quran. And which means, and I've mentioned this before, but in order for the Quran, the Quran speaks of Jesus, the Quran speaks of the angel Gabriel, and in order for the Quran to be real, it's stating that then the Bible has to be real. And if the Bible is real, then we know the Quran is fake. You know, we talked about worshiping demons, but I just want to kind of jump into Exodus 15. Sorry, I thought I had it labeled, but I didn't. And we see this, you know. Let's go to Exodus 15, and I'll come back to my thought on some of this other stuff. But Exodus 15. Eleven. And this is. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome and glorious, in glorious deeds, doing wonders? You stretch out your right hand, the earth swallows them. You have led us in your steadfast love, the people who you have redeemed. You have guided them by your strength to your holy abode. And, you know, there's only one God. There's only one God. These other gods are powerless compared to God. They're powerless. And, you know, when you see the violence happen, and you see all this craziness happening from the Islamic State, it's just evil. There's a lot of evil happening. And our God is not evil. Our God is not evil. Our God is a loving God. If we look at our Ten Commandments, the very first commandment, you should have no other God before me. And so I just want to say to David Haney, you know, we also love you, brother. We also love you, bro. And we want to, you know, I wish the best on you. But I would say, you know, I know you haven't been walking in your faith for the longest time. You know, I mean, you're rather new. And I would say to really turn back to God, because God loves you. And we can't, there is no other God. There's no God above God, our Father, our God, our Jesus, God and the Holy Spirit. One God, three persons, one God, the Trinity. And we've seen this happen, you know, we saw this happen with Elijah when Ahab wanted people to follow Baal. And we saw right then and there that this other God was powerless. And when Elijah called for for God to send fire down to the altar, God sent that fire down. And he showed the world that at that time, he showed Israel that you need to come back. And you know, I strongly believe that tonight was that moment, Devin, that God sent that fire down. He sent that fire down to show you, like, you need to come back. You're chasing the wrong God. Your dad is chasing the wrong God, and you just need to come back. You need to come back. And this, like I said, I say this with all respect. I don't want people to be deceived. I don't want people to go to hell because they are deceived. And through God, you're saved. Through God, you're in heaven. Jesus tells us, pick up your cross and follow me. For I'm the way, the truth, and the life. That's not Allah. That's Jesus Christ. You have to be reborn, brother. You have to be reborn and be in the spirit and follow Jesus. And you're there. You're there. You know, I just feel like a lot of people are being misled in the world today, and we have to change the way we think. And you know, the reason the world is so jacked up is because people are going away from God. You know, just think about the God that you serve, Devin. The evil that we've seen from the God that you serve. We've seen October 7th happen in Israel. The killing, the genocide that we saw. We saw the killing just a month ago over there in Russia. Just last week, pastors preaching the word of Jesus. And a 15-year-old Muslim kid goes and tries to stab him. And what happened when he tried to go stab that Bishop Mari Emanuel? God intervened. God intervened and said, and put a protection over him. And didn't allow that knife to extract the way that kid wanted it to. And the deceivement is thinking that through violence, you receive power. And that's not the way it is. Through Jesus, you receive grace. You receive mercy. And as long as you believe in him and believe that he died for your sins and he rose for you, and was resurrected in 3 days, you have eternal life through him. Jesus tells us we must drink. If we drink what he has in his cup, that we will have everlasting life. We will have rivers of the living water, living rivers. And so I just, my message to you, bro, is just repent. Jesus loves you. We love you. And I strongly believe God lit up your altar tonight to show you that you must follow him. He is the one true God. And so that's all I have for you guys today. I just had that heavy on my heart watching that fight tonight. You know, just really disappointed in both camps. Even though the fight was pretty entertaining. Just seeing everything, all the antics that happened afterwards is just, you know, it's heartbreaking. It's, you got two young folks, you know, 25 years old, both going down the wrong path. Both going down the wrong path, and we just got to continue to pray for them so that they be their hearts be renewed in the Lord, and you know, they just be consecrated in the Lord. And so I'm going to pray for both of them, and I'll pray us out. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for today. We thank you for everything that you provide for us, Lord. And we thank you for just all that you do, the grace that you place on us, Lord, to that as long as we follow you, Lord, you drank our cup of sin, Lord. You have drank our cup of sin and made us white as snow, Lord. Spotless from sin, as long as we follow you, Lord. As long as we repent, Lord, spotless. And I just want to pray for both Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney, Lord, that they realize that you drank this cup of sin for them, that you took that cross for them and for the world and for anyone lost, that your love for us, Lord, you had to suffer and be the offering, be the sacrificial lamb for us, Lord, so that we can be saved, so we can have everlasting life. And it's through obedience, and it's through knowing you and repentance, Lord, that we get there. And I just pray that these young men that were in that ring tonight, Lord, that they see that you're the King, you're the God. There is no other gods that's going to bring them salvation. There is no other gods that's going to bring them peace, joy, and life. That you open their eyes, Lord, and you remove the scales off their lives. I pray that you lead them, Lord. You lead them and just soften their hearts, Lord, so that they know that you are the truth, the way, and the life. So that they can both be reborn, Lord, and walk with you, Lord. I pray. I plead the blood of Jesus on their lives, Lord, on them. And I just pray that you show them, Lord. You show them that you are the way, the truth, and the life. That you bring them back to you, Lord. Because in the beginning, it all started with you. In the mother womb, you bred life into them, Lord. And somehow they got distance from you, Lord. But I'm asking that they hear the good shepherd's voice, and that they come to you, Lord, because all your sheep know your voice. Lord, I just pray that anybody that's hearing this, Lord, that does not know you, that they get to know you, Lord, that their hearts get softened and they seek you, Lord, and you become the treasure of their eyes and the treasure of their heart. I pray, Lord, that you come in and you make change in them, Lord, that you flip over changing tables in their temples, Lord, that you clean their temple out, Lord, and you fill that temple that was once dark, you fill it with light, Lord, through the eyes, the nose, the mouth, and the ears, you bring light through there, that you renew their hearts, Lord, to know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And that They know you because you know them, Lord, and you love them, Lord, and we love you, Lord. And I just pray that these brothers get saved in you, Lord. Lord, I plead the blood. I plead your blood on anybody here in this story that is lost, that they come to you and they repent, and that you show them the same grace you show me, Lord. In your mighty name, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I love you all. I hope this this served its purpose with light shed on things that the light needs to be shed on. I love you all. Good night, everybody. Shout out to King Jesus. We love you. Love you all. Good night.